Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah. Lush Radio. Yo, we on Lush, are we live right now? Hello. Yeah, you know it's an exclusive show, it's my favorite show. Ha ha. Knowledge. Yo, Lushy the inventor, yep. One can do it better. Breaking down the norm from January to December. The show ain't for pretenders. Exclusive for its members, coming live and direct. Distributed and sold by vendors. Okay. Street blue, the women's views. The boys is what? Tell them what the people choose. Breaking down barriers and exposing fools. Lushy Lush Radio, messing the game like Pro Tools.
We live in the building. Hey, it's Friday, and I'm live in the building. You know, I did that show, that interview with DJ Aries, and I'm back in the building, and I'm shutting it down with this Beans on Boston's finest, prolific. You know what I'm saying? We got Knowledge. We got Filthy Rich, we got Ray Blast, we got them all in the building, and we shutting it down on Lush Radio, because we can't stop, we won't stop. Shout out to, you know what I'm saying, your man, Polo, because you know what I'm saying, I'm about to play this real quick, so y'all know who this was sponsored by, man.
This interview has been sponsored by Exclusive Fashion and Furs. Remember, if it's not exclusive, then it's not fashion. Call them at 860-777-6578.
We will return to our regularly scheduled program momentarily. Please stay tuned.
We'll go to my lines right now, because I know I got Prolific live in the building. What's up, fam?
What up, baby? How you doing?
What up?
I got Ray on here, and I got the whole Prolific crew, Maddie, all y'all, Filthy, all y'all.
We're in the building.
Good.
What it is, man. Y'all live repping the bean, man. That's what it is.
All right.
Yeah, big up to Lush Radio. Big up. No doubt we did the intro, putting us on live. We met 48 hours ago. Lush is doing it way big. Big up. You know, repping Boston, repping everywhere in Massachusetts to the fullest, doing our thing.
Lush Radio, the people's choice.
How you doing, Lush?
I'm doing great, man. You know what I'm saying? Before we get in deep with the interview, man, I want y'all to go ahead and pay y'all bills, pay y'all respects to everybody. Y'all need a shout-out, man. Do what you do.
All right, I'm going to shout-out my man right now, Lou Diamond, Lou Diamond's Barbershop in Malden. Not just the haircut, it's a lifestyle. Lou's down right now. Give him a big up. Hope he feels better soon. I want to give a shout-out to my clothing line that we got under Prolific Entertainment, my whole crew, Ray Blast, producer extraordinaire, living it real right. Obviously, you, Lushy Lush, it wouldn't happen without people like you supporting us, holding us down. We hold you down. It's a two-way street. I got to give a big up to New Jeru Denim. It's a new clothing line coming out. They featured at the Magic Show in Vegas last February 08, and they're doing it big. We got a movie called New Jersey Casuals. We shot the promo to in New York about 6-7 months ago, waiting for someone to pick that up. It's looking real good. So anyone else I forgot, I'm sure these guys are going to big up, so I'll let Ray or Phil come through.
Yeah, yo, this is Ray. Want to give a big up to my dude, Docs, repping the GTS, you know what I'm saying, up in Brooklyn. I'm representing the BX Bronx, you know how we do up in the BX, you know what I'm saying, representing everybody up here, the Bello fan. That's how we do. Big up to you, Lush, Polo, Fur King, you know what I'm saying, that's what I do, you know, it's all good.
Yeah, Polo.
What's good, Lush? Your boy, Filthy, how you doing?
What's up?
Chilling. I want to give a shout-out, first of all, for Lush for giving us the opportunity to rep the bean here on the radio show. We know how you do it. We know how you do it big. I want to give a big up to Polo, the Fur King. If it ain't exclusive, it ain't fashion. That's how we do. We got the Prolific vest coming out. So everybody make sure they cop one of those, because that's just how we do. It's fresh, prolific, baby. Nothing but the truth, nothing but the realness, and that's all we speak. We unify hip-hop to its fullest. I want to also give a shout-out to my man Sinister Tons, one of the greatest rappers alive, who's in Iraq right now, fighting for his life, fighting for all of us. I want to give him much respect, Brolic Entertainment, Georgia. I want to give a shout-out to my man Ray Blast, who's on the line live with us right now, my man Knowledge One, my man
Doc
on
Watson.
Mission of God, my boy Doc Watson, who's representing Tennessee, Georgia, Christlike Entertainment, my man, wow, man, it's crazy, Docs, my man Docs, GGS Squad, repping Brooklyn. It's just how we do. It's a unified thing, and, you know, this is, we do this for love, you know. We don't care about nothing but, you know, providing real hip-hop people with what they need to keep the truth strong and to keep it going in the essence forever, you know what I mean?
What it is, you know what I'm saying? So, prolific, man, where did you come up with prolific, and what does prolific mean to you guys, you know what I'm saying?
Just meaning extraordinary in all ways. We were sitting down one day, we were, how we met was we were on the same label as kids, and we kind of all got together. We're from, you know, Rich is from Maine, I'm from Mass, and Ray's from New York, and we all kind of collabed on this one label, and we took it from there. We were with another company for a while, with Spitfire Productions. We had a bunch of kids, and, you know, we kind of did the 9-to-5 life, which we didn't have as kids, so, you know, that was real important. Family first, obviously, and, you know, we were sitting down, me and Rich, and just came up with the name Prolific, because, you know, people write with prolific pens, you know, this is how we cross the T's and dot the I's, you know,
baby.
So that's how that prolific came up. Ray came up with the concept for the P with his artist, and it just blew up from there. Read the beat, man, no. Read the mastermind.
So how many MCs do you got in Prolific?
You want to answer that, Ray?
Well, right now, it's like, it's just three dudes right now, just us three. We really don't got, you know, rappers, but we collab with a lot of people. We collab with, you know what I'm saying, my man Docs, and, you know, since the Tons, when he come back, he'll be down with us, you know what I'm saying, and we just collab with a lot of people, so we try to get everybody on the album, you know, any music that we make, we just try to get them, you know, just try to get them in this studio. We're just trying to push the music out so you people can hear and what we have to say, and I think that we got the fire, you know what I'm saying? We just want to be heard. We want to be pushed out there, you know?
No, with this, Lush, we don't come in as performers, because we sell a whole product. You know, we really push in production. We're really pushing, bring it back to the roots type hip-hop where it originated from, where people can really keep it real. This is a Fugazi type hip-hop. When Nas says hip-hop was dead, he just meant it was in a coma. And people like us, you and I, Lush, need to wake that up, shake the game up, and Prolific does more than that. Prolific is an opportunity for artists who don't have a chance, and they're recording on a Radio Shack mic in their shower at home. It's an opportunity to come here and keep it real and at least taste what a dream they could have is. Maybe their dream goes past me. You know, maybe they fly with Delta. But right now, their dream is accomplished where they started from nothing. Feel me?
That's what it is. And I'm telling y'all, all y'all out there, man, that's repping the bean, y'all need to call in at 347-826-7722 and come and support, you know what I'm saying, Prolific, live from Boston, repping the bean, repping, you know what I'm saying, BX. We shutting it down right here on Lush Radio, you know what I'm saying? The hottest cats coming straight out the bean, man. We shutting it down. Shout out to Polo, you know what I'm saying, Exclusive Fashion and First. If it ain't exclusive, it ain't fashion. I'm about to let y'all get a sample of what Prolific does. But shout out to Maddie, because, you know, he did that intro for me. You know, that's a sample of some of their work. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Down, you know what I'm saying? And I'm about to let y'all get a sample of that. Y'all got to stand fast for me real quick. I'm going to let them get a sample of what y'all do. You know what I mean?
All right.
Let's do it.
Get up. Stand up. You're now rocking with the best. Peanut butter for ya.
Yo, Ray.
More chest against the
shit up.
What are these shaking?
Come on.
Ray for war. More chest against the. Pull out these shanks, you hello. Yo, I put the beam in the Beretta. Have you screaming out Loretta? Run DMC the game. I'm tough with the leather. I crunch like the ab lounge. Let the bullets breathe through the last round. Penetrate the skin, then you lay down. Red to the buck of beat. Sun rising in the east. March to a standing beat. Dick parallel to heat. Left, right. That's what they said to me. Told me that overseas was the best place for me. I learned to flip smoke from OG. Hustle sour D's on the dock in the back of the alley. Trade bullets for G's. G's in the street. Trees back to cat bonds and CDs. It's a piece of business shit. So here's the starter kit. Your lightning works spit. Gotta work like a bitch. Maddie's ready for war. Machines under the sea floor. Cause it's cut like a steak. Keep you bloody and raw. Trade bonds, that's what gets us. Ready for war. Ready for war. Ready for war. Ready for war. Yeah. Yo, built ready for war. Block filled with raw. Weapons of selection, gunmen, got them in store. AKs and C4, smuggled straight from the shores. Blue pushes back door, ready for inner city wars. Like a candy shop. Take your pick, get your lick, let off a clip. Say the truth, reason gang banging's legit. In a Taliban breeze, but they love to brainwash your seeds and steal like dignity. I never bought on my knees for weakless politicians. To throw innocence in death row for false convictions. Call it a crucifixion. I'm God's chosen son, might die for my visions like Malcolm X or John Lennon. I spit within my blood, not one ounce of pretending. Just alcohol and resin from severe depression. That's how the system made me. God gifted and crazy. Somebody tell 50 funny dudes are shady. Pray for war. Pray for war. Pray for war.
Represent
Fur King. Yep. Heavy duty. Like, you gotta see this jacket I have.
You got to see it. It's the first phenomenal. It's just, it's exclusive. My fashion is heavy. We're about to hit the sneaker game right now. We're about to do the shirt game with Big
Polo. Hold on, hit me up. I'm about to hit you up with some sneakers.
Yeah, I'm pushing Polo heavy. You know, that man doesn't need anyone to push him. He pushes himself. He walks into a room and people know it's good. But, you know, Polo's the reason why we're on the phone Lush. You know what I mean? One phone call from Polo and it makes things happen. You know, and you banging it out. You know, I know Big Homie wants to hear things like that because that's what he really does. He's down to earth, business mind, and we sat like gentlemen and had a meeting. And it was official. You know, this man's real. Appreciate everything he did, and that's big up to him.
Yo, big up to Polo. Polo plug. You know what I'm saying? I love that dude. That's my dude right there. Polo, you know what I'm saying? Down. You know, good people. You only sell me nothing but righteous people, you know what I mean? And, you know, Prolific is definitely righteous, and they doing their thing. They sending out a message, and their movement is strong. So, I mean, Prolific, tell me more about the clothing line. When's that going to drop, and what's up with the whole situation going to the whole Magic show? How's that going down, man?
Well, that's like a spinoff of something I have. Kind of each of us have, like, our own type of agenda. Like, to break it down real quick so you have an understanding is, you know, Docs and the GGS thing from Brooklyn is a lot with Ray. You know, Ray's done a lot of things with his own, with different producers, which brings us to our element in Boston. And, you know, I bring a lot of my entertainment things and stuff I've done with my connects into Prolific and use that. So my man Lance Matthews, him and my man JoJo Sclafani started a company with me as an investor. And it's called New Jeru Denim. Now, Lance is out of Jersey City, repping Jersey City right now. So what we're doing is we have that clothing line coming. Now, he worked with Def Jam in the offices, and he knows a lot of people around Beam, and he's real official. So he got an idea to do a movie about himself, a true story movie called New Jersey Casuals. And we shot the promo down in New York, and it came out official, and we're just shopping it. So they're kind of pushing their own movement there. So that New Jeru Denim line is really them. It's an investment that I made, and we're trying to put that on Prolific. Our shirt line is pretty much already done up. On your webpage are the photos of some of the pictures with, you know, your top models, us, Boston's Finest. I'm the fat guy to show off. There's some extra heavy clothes for them big dudes out there. We do make big shirts, you know what I mean? Tall size, large size, small size, any size you are, we make it. And we just need people to come down and come through and want to buy it. That's the biggest thing. We're trying to get that fan base by stretching out to people like you to kind of show us what we got going on up here, which is just local. So we're trying to really bring the market, you know, across to everybody. And you're the voice. We're trying to get on the people's voice to really push that message, to support a game that supports others. You know what I'm saying?
So when am I going to get my Prolific hoodie so I can rock that joint in my photo shoot? I'm going to snap that and be like, yo, y'all need to cop this right now, man.
We're going to have to make that, you know what I'm saying, to the air. We're going to have to mail that out to you to the air.
I'm going to make sure I set up that photo shoot, snap that, and be like, yo, I'm rocking that. The best right now, you know what I mean?
You're going to get one coming up on the way. It's on its way right now.
Got some fur on it too for you.
So guys, man. So with Prolific, man, I mean, what is y'all whole game for the future? Like, what do y'all see Prolific later on in the future? What's your game plan?
We're just going to be the biggest enterprise to ever do it, more or less. And that seems like a lot, but you know, we're really confident. We really like what we do. We have passion for what we do, and that's our dream to do it. You know, of course, everything in life, you have obstacles you have to overcome, but no matter what we do on a daily basis, I mean, this is what we do all night. We bang all night to 3-4 in the morning, freestyling for hours, mixing things, making beats, just doing what we do, getting things ready for the future, because guarantee it's about to be big with Prolific, baby. Beantown holding it down.
Hey Lush, let me just elaborate on that a little bit too. You know, right now, you know what I'm saying, we want to look more into production, and we want to tap into the production stuff. We got Hot Lyricist, you know, we got Maddie, we got Filthy, you know what I'm saying, myself. Got a lot of people spitting stuff, but you know what I mean? But all in all, in the future, we're looking long term, you know what I'm saying, getting them behind the scenes, you know what I'm saying, a lot of producing stuff. So we're looking for, you know, cats looking for beats, you know, dudes out there. I know plenty of people out there that need beats, and probably we could provide, like, some fire, you know what I'm saying? But it's the opportunity for them to get to us. And that's the way, that's how we're coming at you. So, you know, being on the radio show, being here, being there, we try to touch everybody and let people know that, he's prolific. This is what we do. If you're looking for beats, you're looking for something, you know what I'm saying, look for, you know, some shirts or whatever, you know, come holler at us, you know?
Is prolific going to, are you guys got, like, some artists under you, or are you trying to look to, like, push an artist or put them under your wing since y'all got the whole entertainment thing and stuff going on?
I mean, we won't turn artists away. You know, a lot of artists, you know what I'm saying, really got to come to us, you know, that's on serious, you know, serious tip, and we'll push it. And, you know, you also have to have that ability, you know, to work. You got to work, you know, you got to put your 60, 70 hours a week. You got to put them in, you know what I'm saying? You got to put your time in. If you're not putting the time in, then we ain't going to put the time in. You know what I mean? But if you got some talent, if you got something that you feel like you're working with and you want someone to push, we'll push it for you. You know what I mean?
Right. You know what it is, but the best way to describe it is you can go on MySpace and you can surf through different people. And you can go in and look hip-hop, and you'll find that maybe 20 people you look at, maybe all 20 were garbage. Maybe one was good. What we're trying to do is just narrow down the opportunities for people that go to MySpace and find an official company and make things happen. Obviously, we're doing our own thing here. Like, as artists, Rich and I, we want to sell the product. We want to show you hot lyrics, hot forms, versatility, that our beats are official. They speak for themselves. And production-wise, and using my business mind, I know that I can really give a good product to the public. People want to come into the series. And touching on what Ray said, a lot of people that come in here and they bring their entourage. And we got to literally tell people to go home because they think they're walking into MTV, you know, studios. They don't realize what the reality is. They're walking into the beginning stages of life, the beginning stages of their rap career, the beginning stages of whatever they want to do. And people come in, they get this notion that if someone listens to them on MySpace one time that they're celebrities and that overnight, that's not right. It's not true. And they can't come. We just want people who are real with us. Like, this is what we want. We'll produce it and push it. And now we just build a family. This is the seed we're planting it now, you know what I mean? And how it grows is based on the people that we're talking to right now.
And that's real talk, because a lot of people
prolific,
do that.
Prolific is up to the people. You know what I mean? That's what's so prolific about prolific. Prolific is something that we want people to be down with. They want to be part of prolific. A lot of rappers see Jay-Z. They're not part of Jay-Z. They'll talk about in the office, yo, Jay-Z battle DMX back in the day, never showed the tape, but yo, this is what I feel. Like, if you think Jay-Z and DMX talk about what you did at work today, like you bagged those groceries good or you wrote your name good on that piece, they don't talk about you. You know what I mean? You got to make you. Bottom line.
That's what it is, because a lot of people on it on MySpace, like, they're like, yo, like, they're a superstar overnight because they got a MySpace page and this. Yo.
Can my page, please? Yo, where's the handicap line for the handicap people? Not Lushy. We talked about that earlier, because Lushy and I have a great relationship that you guys don't know about yet, but there's a handicap line, and it's going to be implemented just for Matt. You know who you are, handicap line.
I love you, Lushy.
Oh, man. Nah, he was talking about this dude that had called him, like, when I was interviewing DJ Aries, and this dude called in, and he was like, yo. He's like, yo, you talking to me, huh? Are you?
So he got a parking permit for the handicap when he calls in the next time. Big up, homie. We ain't mad at you.
We ain't mad at you. You just know, you know, when somebody asks you a question, that means that you must respond back quickly.
Yo, Ray got hooked up on the handicap line, too, a little bit.
Easy, killer.
You're not going to catch me on the handicap line.
Yeah.
I'll put that down now. No handicap line for Maddie. Maybe Rich. You don't know Rich yet. Rich is for the handicap line.
Oh,
nah,
man.
You can tell. We're just fan rush. That's all. We're just real people doing real things, and we appreciate people like you supporting people like me.
You know, so I'm about to, y'all stand fast, fast for me real quick, man. I'm about to give them another banger. You know what I'm saying? Straight from Prolific. You know what I'm saying? If y'all listening in, call in at 347-826-7722. You know what I'm saying? Show my big brother some love. Show him love, because you know we're not in the building. And we putting down another banger from Prolific, man.
Yeah. Life I live, life I lead, getting money, living hungry, yeah, it's your boy Doc, young president of hood, yeah, I'll tell you about myself, nickname Steam, I raise up, caged up, chasing bucks, haters want me to change up, hungry, I ain't ate enough, stay the same, I ain't rearranged much, I'ma be the same, see the pain, brushing the frame, canvas and madness, reality actors, accent, back in the mix, bitch, misfits, want me to dismiss, shit sick, live what I spit, images, with gimmicks, and the business is finished, give it how I live it, niggas like where your ice, can't tell if y'all men on mice, been precise, reporter, I'm hood, you don't understand the kid, want me to dance the shit, every chance I get, in the game, I aim for the championship, demand respect, check, never live with a regret, spend a minute to reflect, they continue to move on, moment is strong, homie is strong.
Hey, yo, I walk through these venomous streets, searching for peace, with a mic, two turntables, just trying to eat, fresh ashes of my mom's in my palms, got me crushing the beat, miss a smile and a rosy red cheek, protecting the grandson from up in the heavens. Got filth running on the path of righteous resurrection. Still fighting for the cure that took to reflection. Still shoot up for protection like the Wild Wild West. Still fighting for my son, true manhood approved. Just distorted for my rights from the boys in blue. That's why I fight to the death, got nothing to lose. I got locked to jaywalking while they breaking the rules. That's why I spit in the face, cause I was built off break. That's why moms taught me to put you dead in your place. You just mad, you push pins, and I push weight. You can call it a coincidence, but I was built off fate. Fuck hate.
You know, live for me. You live how we supposed to live. Keep it simple and short. Keep it nice and sweet. Jesus, yes, we understand. Out of school, seemed impossible for me to get by and through, what I'ma do, you poor, time too, building I was living in was abandoned, I can't win, that's how I used to think, fast as you blink, change won't come, won't forget the place up front, piss the mattress in, having a bitch was impossible, they think you poor, they won't even wave high to you, hustled in the halls, now I'm partying with stars, what are the odds, all cause of art, my heartbeat, last week my nigga got murdered, ain't deserve it, R.I.P. I promise the streets I represent. Men pretending they gangsters. I ain't go to his wake. It's not how I wanna remember his face. I had holes in my sneakers. Now I'm in the limelight, posing with divas. Flow sick like diseases. These streets is reason enough for us to say we need Jesus.
Sponsored by Exclusive Fashion and Furs. Remember, if it's not exclusive, then it's not fashion. Call them at 860-777-6578.
We will return to our regularly scheduled program momentarily. Please stay tuned.
I'm back in the building. I'm live in the building. Your man's from the beans, repping hard body. Be giving you nothing but bangers on Lush Radio. I'm about to go to the callers. Man, I got a caller calling in. What's up, caller?
Hey, what's happening, Lush?
What's up?
This is Polo.
This is Polo.
Polo.
What up, Polo?
That's my man right there. What's the word, fellas? What's good? Y'all doing your 1-2, huh?
Standing up.
Funny work, baby.
I see, man. I see. I just heard the joint you just played. It sounds crazy. Y'all going hard body. I mean, it is what it is. Bean Town, stand up. You know, the home of champions. I mean, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Title Town, baby.
What,
New York?
Yeah.
We got New York. Are you both New York, son?
Oh, man.
Easy. New York,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Ray Blast, you know what I'm saying? He's from that part of the area.
But at the end of the day, you know, I mean, you know, we got to keep going on who's doing what, you know, right now.
That's
a baseball
analogy right there.
And that's what it is.
Don't get confused, you know. That's just baseball talk. No hate talk. That's baseball.
Not so football talk. But
no
big
doubt.
Up to you, Polo, man.
Hey, man, I appreciate it, man. But big up to y'all, man. Y'all don't want to got the talent right there, man. Y'all spitting fire, all three of y'all. There's not too many people this day and age that can spit, you know, back to back, man. You know, you always got one person that's whack or somebody that doesn't produce, and then all three of y'all can rap and all three of y'all can produce at the same time. So that's a gift, a God gift talent that a lot of people don't have. That's why they're going to have the edge on these people in this game. So y'all keep doing what y'all do, man, and make it happen.
Good luck, man.
I'll
hit
Polo.
You up with some sneaker game, Polo.
Polo, what's up with a pair of sneakers? Because I put a couple people in Hella Kellen Land with my rhinestones. They're blind now. You know what I mean? And they know it's daddy, so they think that's real diamonds up in there, Polo, so you put it out professional, son.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know
no
how you
doubt,
do it for
Matt. No question, man. But listen, man, I'm gonna finish doing what I do, man. I'll let y'all, cause it's your time to shine, man. Y'all go ahead and finish tearing this down, man. Lushy Lush Radio, man. Private Collection, prolific. Y'all know what it is, man. Big Pole the Fur King. I'm out, baby.
Yeah,
hey.
Holla.
Holla,
man. Polo was live in the building. Polo plug.
Yo, that's what he does. He's a walking billboard.
Yeah.
He does what he does. He's Mr. Front Cover. He's everywhere. Polo's everywhere.
They're going to take a Pete Diddy sign down in Manhattan soon and put his right up there.
All right.
Well, yo, so, I mean, so is Prolific going to try to, like, do, like, their own short movie, like, their own thing, like, their own documentary? Like, are y'all going to get into the film game?
No, right now we really want to stay with just more productions. A lot of us have some side projects that we're doing. You know, that's more something I'm doing. It's in the works, and you know how everything is. It's time, and you just want to see how it manifests. But for right now, what we want to do is we really want to get out to the artists that need a hand up and really put some effort into really making Prolific something hot. You're not going to have to worry about getting charged $30,000 a beat, $20,000 a beat, like you want to get on with like one of these big time producers. That comes if you're good. You got to find out if you're right for the job. You know what I mean? And that's what we want to find out. We want to find out the hottest rappers out there. It's like an interview process basically, and come through, test it out, you know, get live and direct. And if you're nice, it's right, and we take care of you. Period.
No doubt. So Prolific.
Just a moment.
Prolific, I want to ask all of y'all a question. What makes a good rapper? What makes a good rapper, man?
This is filthy. What makes a good rapper? I would just be in yourself. You know what I mean? You don't have to want to be this person or want to be that person. I know me, myself, I mean, I feel, well, you have to feel like you're the best automatically in order to compete with people. But you have to be the best in your own way. You got to be original, you know what I mean? Because otherwise you ain't going to get anywhere. You got to be able to jive and dodge and go this way and still be yourself, get through everything and still be yourself. You know what I mean? You got to be versatile.
You also can't be afraid of speaking what you feel is right, you know what I'm saying? And not get into the whole mindset of what, you know what I'm saying, oh, you know, this person might not want to hear this. It's what you like, you know what I'm saying? And the people will like what you like. And you get your own little fan base and whatever. But if you feel it's hot, then you go with it, you know what I'm saying? But don't veer off to something else that you're not and try to be this, you know, Jay-Z rapper or whoever,
You know what I mean? You just got to just go with what you know. You know what I mean? So a lot of times people try to sound different ways. They have a little sound to them. They try to sound like X, Y, and Z when they got their own style, you know? So it's a style that you got to work with, you know?
You know, especially them cats using that funny voice thing. I'm tired of hearing that funny voice.
Yeah,
yeah. Saying already, and you doing that funny voice.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, I'm a prodigy of Big L, a big B.I.G. I'm a product of Nas. I'm a product of Wu-Tang. I'm a product of Kool G Rap. I'm a product of KRS-One. You know what I mean? I'm a product of heavy hitters in the game. When I learned the game, I learned the knowledge of the game. And a real MC to me is a guy that I can come down and take a pen and a pad and pull out my textbook and start banging out questions on who is who, like Busy B, Kumo D, real battles, how they started, originated. Know your history of the game you're in. Because people who don't know it, in my language, a fugazi means they're fake as, you know what I mean? I ain't going to say that word right now, but they're fake. And they don't know what they want. They want money. They want a Benjamin Franklin to come out the box. But a real MC to me is a guy that knows the history of the game, knows the elements of the game, and can flow the game. I'll give a shout-out to one person who is that's G.I. Joe, DJ G.I. Joe. He's actually Immortal Technique DJ. I know my man's personally. He's for real. You can hit him up on YouTube, DJ G.I. Joe, and just watch his skills. That's a plug to G.I. Joe. He's my man, and he's doing some big things with Immortal Technique right now. So, you know, people like that are just gifted and talented in the industry. And you got to realize if you're a person who has talent or if you're a person who likes what you see in the TV. You know what I mean?
That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? Just you talking about Busy B, you know, I interviewed him like maybe like the day before yesterday or something like that. But shout out to Busy B, you know what I'm saying? Big Unk, you know what I'm saying? The originator.
Yeah, much
guy.
Love to Busy B, man.
You know
pioneer
I mean?
Right there.
You know what I'm saying? You know, the originator. So, you know, I got to show him love on the jump off. So, so who y'all voting for in the selection, man? Who y'all voting for?
I'm voting for Obama.
I'm going for a change.
Yeah, we need a change.
Obama all the way, baby.
Obama. Everybody's voting for Obama. Hey, did
Obama
you hear that
for my mama.
They said they're turning people away at the election polls if they wear Obama shirts or any type of Obama stuff, man.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
That's messed up.
You know, those Republicans had enough time. If my oil goes up any higher, right, I'm going to come down and move in with you, Lush. I'm paying this gas. Like, and these gas prices are coast to coast. I swear to God, everyone today is interviewed just talked about the gas prices. How much did you pay today for gas? $5, $4?
Yo, they said Atlanta is $5. How much is it in the bean?
Nah, it's like $3.40 here.
It's like $4.40 here in New York.
Wow.
We got it from Canada. It comes down from Canada.
We get hit in the head hard. $4.40.
Not me. I don't pay nothing. I just siphon gas all day. I just run up to cheap gas tanks and just siphon them. I get free gas.
Rich looks like a white ODB. He's a crazy cracker.
Wild as hell, man, for real. Yo, so the other thing is, man, how y'all feel about? They talking about yeah, money crises, right? But I'm still seeing them doing prices right. The people are still winning money at the lottery, and people is clapping their hands at Wall Street. So what kind of money crisis are we in? How y'all feel about that, man?
Well, I can tell you this. I was listening to a show today, and it was the lottery basically hyping itself, talking about they reinvested $4.6 billion into Massachusetts. I'd like to see it, because if I told you what my tires look like in the wintertime when I hit potholes, look like an asteroid hit it, it's crazy. The school systems, everything is kind of going down, while it seems like there's a certain group of people that keep going up. And for me, that just tells me that there's a swing one way. And right now, we need a change from that swing, or, you know, it's going to be crazy.
The economy is horrible right now. You know what I'm saying? Everything is going up except for your salary. You feel me? Everything going up except for your salary. I went to the store the other day, you know what I'm saying, wanted to buy a gallon of milk. gallon of milk is like $4, $4.50, $5. I mean, 5 years ago, a gallon of milk was $2.19.
That's only.
I mean, the economy is crazy. So,
but
I mean,
they don't want to print no money though.
No.
But the money's backed by nothing. It's legal tender. Back in the day,
that's the point.
Bullion from the people and tricked them into giving them gold up. You know what I'm saying? But yet, this joint is legal. It's back. The only way that the dollar gets value is by the circulation that it has within the United States of America.
Right.
And they print money every day.
Right.
They print money every day. Why they can't print it up?
Exactly.
Why can't print it up?
It is what it is, Lush. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. It's not going to change, though. Somebody really takes a stand. If you look in our past history, you can name specific individuals who took a stand that you can remember. Well, in 20 years from now, you're going to remember people who took a stand because it's going to be told. We're living in a time that hasn't been told yet. So we're wondering what's going to happen.
It's
bottom line, it's going to happen. Whatever's set to happen can happen. And I think that this is either a time where people in general have to stand up and start conserving, start as a United States to not go out and buy extra gas. Don't go to the club one night. Boycott something. You got to hit people with money. You can't hit them in the face because they'll get up. You can't shoot them because they'll be dead. You can't do anything to them except take their money away. And when you take their money away, reality sets in, bottom line. And people as a whole have to start doing things like recycle. They have to start going to PTA meetings and knowing what their kids are doing. They got to start making it a real life issue, and the home life is where it all starts, period.
That's what
kids
it is.
Kids taught finance.
That was
your
real
class, finance in school. I teach a 101. You asked Ray Flass.
I think I'm in 113, man.
Yeah. These guys don't drive Benzes for nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, their money's legit. We have a legit business that makes us lucrative cash, you know, even in a rough time, because we're financial advisors, especially me and Rich are financial advisors, and we do very well for ourselves, which helps us fund this prolific entertainment thing. So in a depressed market, people like myself who are doing good, this is what you see, giving back, supporting, supplying. If someone needs something, one of my artists came in when he first started, and, you know, he never recorded before. He wanted a mic. He wanted this. I went out and bought it and put it in the studio. Said, that's what you wanted. Here it is. Now, that was just for him, period. He went out and started opening. He did some Kanye West shows. He did some heavy things. He did some beatbox, and he won talent shows. But he started here for the first time. And that's what it is. And we provided him that because he wanted it. Period.
That's what it is. I'm
right.
Coming to the scene.
You gotta come. For real. Definitely come up, like, see what it's about, because it's people like you that back it up. Because people could just hear us talk and be like, oh, yeah, those are some guys, whatever, whatever. They don't know us, period. They don't know us. And the thing is that when you don't know something, you're quick to hate on it. And Boston is an untapped resource of reality rap, reality people, but there's a cloud that hates it and won't let it escape. And it needs people from the outside like you to come in and to pull it for other people to hear it. And then the message gets across. You know what I mean? Then Boston, who's never had anyone come up, has someone come up. Like Benzito, he it is what it is. I don't know the man personally. I was like 5 years old. You know what I mean? You know, he's a lot older than me, but I don't really know the man. But he reps other places. You look at Gangsta. I love that. I love his music. But he was more New York. You know what I mean? He didn't rep Boston until after. And we want to be the first ones to put Boston on the map, whether it's us or an artist or a radio station host or anything, anywhere, period. We want to be part of it.
Yo, Boston got so much talent out there, man. Y'all sleeping, man. Y'all need to wake up. Turn the amp up, drop the bass, because it's real talk, man. They got straight producers. Every last one of them producers, Rhyme is spitting it. They are true. They believe in the whole spirit of what it is that is hip-hop, man. They taking it back. They bringing it back. They shutting it down. And when I get my things together, I will be in the Beans. We will have a hip-hop show. We're going to shut it down, the Beans. We're going to show them stuff that they ain't never seen before, because it's going to go down. Gonna hit him with some exclusive, cause this is how we do all day, every day. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
All day, every day.
Y'all need to stop sleeping on the Beans. You know what I'm saying? And I want y'all to go ahead and shout out their MySpace page, you know, Ray and the whole Prolific Joint. Shout out the page so they can check you out on MySpace, man.
Yo, the MySpace is www.myspace.com/RayBlast08. So it's /RayBlast08. Holla at him. You know what I mean? We got all the hot joints. Beats is crazy. Everything is crazy there, yo.
Yo, and what's the Ray Blast has, that's everything with the Prolific, or is there another page? Is just that one?
There's another page. Maddie got the page.
Yeah, you know how I am on the computer, son. Rich, I can have that Rich pull that up. I thought you knew it, baby.
It's myspace.com/ProlificENT.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Y'all
I
need to check out
07 at the end, so I didn't want to say it.
Yo, y'all need to join my network, man. I think Ray's
I'm
on
there
my
already.
I am. I just joined.
Okay, yo, Ray's on.
Baby, I'm next.
I'm an official
next.
Member of Lush Radio.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know, you better ask somebody. You know what I mean?
Voice, baby.
Yo, when Lush come to Beantown, it's A1 service. Period.
Oh, yeah.
We're making it happen. You come to Bean Lush, we'll take care of where you stay at. We'll have a good time.
Get the right doctor for you.
That's what it is.
You know what I mean? You're more than welcome to come up, see what we do, and, you know, tell it to the people. You're the one that makes it official, people like you, you know?
I'm going to come up there. We're going to do a little video slapping on YouTube, you know what I'm saying? Y'all in the booth, all that, man. I'm coming to the Bean, man. When I come to the Bean, y'all better get y'all things together because the Beans is where it's at, and I want to bring the DMV to the Beans, worldwide to the Bean, so y'all need to get y'all things together, man. Y'all need to log on to my network, www.lushradiothemovement.ning.com. This is where it's at. It's real people doing real things. Positive and righteous people doing real things, people that believe in the music, the truth of it, the love of it, artists from all walks of life is shutting it down on this network, man. Y'all need to log on. If y'all didn't listen to the show, y'all log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline or hit me on my MySpace, www.myspace.com/LushRadioOnline. And you know what I'm saying? Support these people and what they're doing, independent entrepreneurs. Artists doing their thing. Support my people's Prolific, man. They bring y'all nothing but hot bangers, man. It's real out here, man. Shutting it down in the Beans. Prolific, I love y'all. I got much respect for y'all. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing. Don't stop for nobody. You know what I'm saying? Mad love to all of y'all families and everything. You know what I'm saying? And much respect, man. And, you know, this ain't the only time y'all got to come on my show. Y'all can come on my show whenever y'all want to, because y'all my brothers, so come on whenever y'all feel like it, you know what I mean?
What's up, what's up? Thanks for the invite. Appreciate it.
That's
and you're more than welcome here anytime.
That's what it is. Love, peace, and happiness, man, and we're going to leave off with one of the another banger from Prolific, so y'all better keep it popping. Yay, yay.
Message from a bottle, true life of a soldier, dedicated to his family with no expectations of living or seeing his kids grow older, embracing their visions, just sending a blind mission where violence is visit, rapes and prisons, using toothbrushes and shanks, RPGs and claimers blowing up a choppers and tanks, innocent civilians just stuck walking in plain, but when they learn not to push his regime get burned, tons still on the front line, stuck in a shot, while his comrade got blown in the third body part, not too many brothers left, just fight to the death, cover each other like they knitted blanket from mother. Not eating for days, just stick to the haze. Back to them Vietnam ways, not sleeping for days. Gotta be quick to engage. Took a minute of freedom to spill blood in his cage. I'm just counting my days. End up so different. Forward. March. Stand up so different. Forward. March. Stand up so different. Forward. Forward, march. Uncle Sam, what's the plan? Yeah, I'm writing you again. It seems you're not getting the letters I sent in. Ignoring me a sin. Shouldn't have voted Bush in, but that's the trap. Television got me in.
chapter 9 and tell their kids that one day they're gonna die. She always asks for God to take daddy to the sky, but daddy always comes up with an alibi. Cry, sing a soft lullaby. I just pacify the time, watch the news and unwind. Talk about the days when it was divine, the days where I forget about it. I wish I could just rewind. But the good times is always on my mind. As a soldier, I've been trained to erase them with serpentine. I got so much hate in my veins. I'm thinking going insane. Is anybody feeling me, man? Stand up, soldier. Forward. March. Stand up, soldier. Forward. March. Stand up, soldier. For freedom and dying for life. Every time we walk the streets, we be rolling the dice. In a higher bracket now, we be paying the price. So how we gonna get ahead in life? I feel like taking a knife and slitting my throat, hanging myself. But I got a lot to live for, and that's gonna help. This is real talk, real life, real situation. 4 years in the military I was facing. Hit my time, put it in my front sight post. Did everything, traveled from coast to coast. Didn't lose an arm, didn't lose a leg, nothing hurt. Now I'm making money, Uncle Sam wanna jerk me. Now I can't ball, gotta go to war. I'ma see y'all soon, sincerely, third platoon. Stand up, soldier. Forward. March. Stand up, soldier. Forward. March. Stand up, soldier. Forward. March. Stand up, soldier.
Has been sponsored by Exclusive Fashion and Furs. Remember, if it's not exclusive, then it's not fashion. Call them at 860-777-6578.
We will return to our regularly scheduled program momentarily. Please stay tuned.
Yeah, yeah. Lush Radio. Yo, we on Lush, are we live right now? Hello. Yeah, you know it's an exclusive show, it's my favorite show. Ha ha. Knowledge. Yo, Lush, you need your vendor. Yes. One can do it better. Breaking down the norm from January to December. No, showing for pretenders. Exclusive for its members. Coming live and direct. Distributed and sold by vendors. Okay. Street blue, to women's views. The voice is what? Tell us what the people choose, breaking down barriers and exposing fools. Lushy Lush Radio, messing the game like Pro Tools.